The Pittsburgh Pirates opened their 2018 baseball season on the road today against Detroit. As part of an occasional series of conversations about hometown teams, NPR's biggest Pittsburgh sports fan, David Green, and 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin talk about past opening days and the season ahead.
So, David, another baseball season is upon us. Any special meaning for you? Any special memories from opening days?
Special memories from opening days. You know, their first playoff year, I was at a Pittsburgh bar in Washington, D.C. I think it was a day game against the Cubs. And I was like the only person in the bar sitting and having a beer. And they had the game on in the middle of the day. I can't remember if they won or lost, but it just, I had this optimism and this feeling of like, my God, I'm not just watching a losing team like I did for so many years. Like something special is going to happen.
I want to mention my most memorable opening day. It was opening day of the 1973 season. And for 18 years, Roberto Clemente had been playing right field for the Pirates. And of course, he died in that plane crash December 31st. Yeah. So his dear friend, a man who loved him tremendously, Manny Sanguin, was moved from catcher to right field, and he played right field on that opening day.
That must have been, I mean, really bittersweet. Like
it was, because I also liked Manny as a player and as a person, but as an outfielder, that experiment did not go well.
That's tough.
Yeah. I want to ask you about the Pirates' most recent success, that three-year stretch. Some of it was unexpected, at least in 13, but after 20 years of not winning, were your hopes raised then dashed?
Yeah, and I think that's where that feeling is coming from as we go into this season, because I just don't know if we're going to be competitive, and if we're not, like, how long will it be? Will it be another 20 years? And I'll never forget that wild card game against the Reds. I was in Washington, D.C., actually, at the same bar I was talking about. I was at a Pittsburgh bar, and I mean, there were, you know, like 100 people there, and I was used to Steelers bars outside of Pittsburgh having that feeling, you know, I mean, towels waving and just that energy, but I'd never experienced that among Pirates fans. To have that taste and then suddenly feel like it's gone away and maybe gone away for a long time, it's a bummer. So I don't know. It's like I almost have this weird fear of them starting off the season well, because that will somehow test me. And I won't totally trust it. Like, I'm kind of annoyed at, you know, a lot of the stories that have been written about this management and this ownership. Are they truly committed to success, or are they just trying to make money? And a lot of those questions have been raised. And it's like, if they start off well and I start really getting behind them, am I somehow validating this strategy?
So were you angry or sad that maybe management missed that three-year window where they qualified for the wild card each of those 3 years? Here's the chance to go over the top.
If I felt like they were making every single possible move to hold on to what they had, I might feel better. It's like the pieces were there. It wasn't like they needed an entirely different roster. Like, they were so close. And who am I? I mean, to question baseball ownership and know what decisions have to be made and how they need to manage their money. I'm nobody. I'm just a fan.
So if they get off to a good start, will you be like Al Pacino in The Godfather 3? They keep drawing me back in.
Probably, because they will keep drawing me back in. And I mean, I'm silly to suggest that I would actually not root for this team. That's ridiculous. I mean, could you see yourself, if they're in first place at the All-Star break, actually having anything but really good emotions?
No, because I like the young pitchers. What do you think? Does hope spring eternal? It's a new baseball season. Everybody's 0-0 to start.
Kevin, there is no reason that we should be optimistic about this team. I mean, I love this pitching staff. They're young. I don't know. It would have to be some kind of weird miracle. But I will say there have been small market teams where there was very little expectation who have done really well and even gone well into the playoffs. So who knows? Why can't it be us?
That's NPR's David Green, along with WESA's Kevin Gavin, part of an occasional series of conversations about Pittsburgh sports.